Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Ryan Donay. He's a construction manager who has started designing and building tiny homes on wheels to provide shelter for unhoused people in his city of Toronto. He was inspired after his brother became homeless. The tiny homes are insulated, weatherproof and watertight, using solar power for the lights and fan. The bed turns into a sofa with 12 cubic feet of storage space underneath. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good, very good. Happy to be on the show.
Oh, I'm happy to have you on the show. It's great to have you with us. And what may I just applaud, what an amazing thing you're doing.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
So tell me a little bit about you and your background and kind of inspiration behind this project.
So my background, I currently work in construction management. I've been in construction sector for about 15 years. 12 of those years were spent on the tools, and I've done a little bit of every trade. So I know quite a bit. That's how I'm able to build these homes. So my inspiration behind this project, in Toronto, we're suffering from a very big homeless crisis right now. There's a lot of people outside and in tents, and we're just not housing them. And my older brother suffers from addiction. And with that, he spends a lot of time in the tents and encampments. And me and him don't really talk a lot anymore, but I hear from my mom some of the struggles he goes through. And it inspired me to try and step up and do something for these people that are outside, because the government's just not housing people. So I wanted to step up and do a little bit and do as much as I could.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sorry to hear the situation is so bad. Why do you think it's got so bad and got worse over the years, do you think?
Well, I think without getting too political, the government's just not putting money into the programs that need to be put. They're just not allocating the money for the homeless population. 5 years ago, this wasn't a problem. There was beds in shelters. Now there just doesn't seem to be enough beds, and they're just not allocating the money for the beds. Mm. It's definitely possible to house the people. It's just, it costs money.
Yeah. It's awful, isn't it? It must be really heartbreaking to see. And I guess a lot of people will see people on the streets or in tents and want to do something about it, but don't really know what to do. So it's great that you're doing something.
Yeah, thank you. I often wonder too how even people in society, how you can be walking down the street and you can see somebody sleeping outside and not have compassion for it. I think we all as people, we need to have compassion for each other. You never know somebody's story or what they're going through, and we need to have a little bit more compassion as a society and a whole.
Definitely. I never forget a documentary years ago now, maybe even 20 years ago, that had a profound effect on me. And it was various celebrities, wealthy celebrities in the UK, that were made to sleep on the streets for a week in various cities in the UK. And a lot of them had preconceived ideas as to why people ended up on the streets, and they didn't have a lot of sympathy beforehand. You know, they kind of had the attitude of, oh, they should go and get a job, and you know, what's the point of giving them money? They're only going to spend it on alcohol or drugs or that kind of thing, which sadly I think people still have. Some people have that idea, and then they spent time with people on the street, living on the streets themselves, and not only realized how unbelievably tough it was to be in that environment sleeping on the streets, but also became friends with a lot of people and really understood and appreciated their stories as to how they ended up there. And some of them were married, had successful businesses, and just so many things. A lot of them had one thing after another happen to them that had been bad and difficult to get out of, and they had just ended up on the streets. They weren't bad people. They hadn't even necessarily made bad choices. Life had been hard on them, basically.
100%. Sorry, go ahead.
No, please.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that's my biggest message to everyone about people being on the streets is you don't know somebody's story. You don't know what they've been through. And everybody's somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's brother, sister. Everybody has a soul, you know. Yeah. just
Yeah, for sure. So tell us about your tiny homes that that you've been making. How, where did you start with this?
So I started a couple months ago. So the inception of it kind of came a few years ago. There was a guy in Toronto who was building plywood shelters for people and dropping them off in the parks. They were insulated shelters to keep people out of the elements. And the city shut him down. And the way the city shut him down, they were kind of going after him because they were sort of structures. So I kind of seen some ways to improve on his idea and also make it a little bit more livable at the same time. So mine are tiny homes on essentially, I would say a bicycle, but really it's a gigantic tricycle. So it's on a three-wheeled trike and they're completely mobile. So if somebody, you know, comes up and says, hey, you can't be here. Well, you just hop on your bike and you ride away. So it's got the mobile aspect. It's got 200 watts of solar on the roof, so it'll never run out of power. It's got a running running water in it. It's got a little small sink with a 20-liter reservoir under the sink. It's got heat in it. It's got every creature comfort you'd want except for a shower. It even has a little camping toilet for in case you need to use the washroom.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. And how much does one of these take to put together, roughly?
So everybody loves to answer that question. I don't really have a solid answer for that question yet because I'm still in the kind of the design and prototype phase. I've only built two of them. Let's say my second one cost me 10 grand. I'm hoping to get the cost down when manufacturing scales up because the lower the cost is, the more units I can put out.
Yeah. So you really need, as well as money, I mean, I guess the biggest goal would be the government in Canada to get on board with this.
So as for getting the government involved, honestly, it's if they got involved in any capacity, I would prefer them to get involved in not necessarily helping me out with funding, help me out with either land or just leave them alone. You know what I mean? There's already people in the parks. If I replace tents in the parks with these units, at least it's a safer, more dignified existence while the people are waiting for permanent housing. I would love the government to get involved to say, hey, we have this plot of land that it's going to be developed, you know, 18 months from now. Until that time, you can use it. There's lots of land downtown Toronto that's just fenced off waiting for development, and there's nothing there. Mm. And that could be utilized for temporary housing until it was developed.
Yeah. And whilst you're doing this project, you know, obviously you're hoping that people are going to help you out with funding and you are getting some help with funding from the public and things. Are you still able to dedicate some time to work and earn money yourself?
So I've dedicated a bit of money myself. I paid for my prototype out of my pocket. It's getting pretty overwhelming though, what I'm doing, because I work a full-time 40-hour a week job and I don't get paid for what I do working with this charity. I'm probably working 20, 25 hours a week on top of my full-time job.
Oh my goodness.
It's pretty overwhelming trying to get this up and off the ground. I know eventually it's going to be self-sufficient, but until that time I'm putting in a lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, well done you. You obviously believe in your cause.
I'm trying to fill a void that the government's not. It's almost making me a little bit less proud to be Canadian, the fact that we're not taking care of our citizens. Yeah. You know, we don't know the reason somebody's out there, and we should be taking care of them. We should be helping them out if they have some sort of barrier towards housing or employment, or whether it's mental health, addiction, whatever the reason is, we shouldn't be letting people sleep outside. We should be making space for them inside.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, if people want to find you on social media, I know you're on TikTok at Tiny Tiny Homes and on Instagram at Tiny Tiny Homes Toronto. And if people want to help out money-wise, you've got a GoFundMe account. How do people find you on there?
So you can find me through my website, tinytinyhomes.ca. And on my website, there's a link to my GoFundMe. Okay. I believe also as well, if you type Tiny Tiny Homes GoFundMe, I come up, but I always direct people to my website, tinytinyhomes.ca, and that'll bring you to the GoFundMe.
Okay, brilliant. tinytinyhomes.ca. Well, it's been great to chat with you, Ryan. Well done for everything you're doing. It's amazing, and I hope you get the funding and the support from the government, and yeah, and it starts to make a real difference to the citizens of Toronto.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.